It's well recognized that there was 400 years of silence between the Old and the New Testament. 400 years, 4 centuries. That's a very long time for people to face problems, endure oppression, scrape through suffering, and hold on to hope. Hope that the words of Isaiah the prophet would be realized, that the time of captivity and enslavement would end, and their Messiah would come. As witnessed throughout the Old Testament, God chose often the most unlikely people to accomplish his work. The prodigal Jacob, the imprisoned Joseph, the shepherd Moses, the enslaved Daniel, the rebellious Jonah. Yet despite the failings of each of these individuals, they were all teachable, willing to hear the voice of God and obey it. And so, in the same manner, our Father God looked through the mist of heaven and saw a quiet carpenter, a steadfast man who worked with his hands and loved with his heart. He had seen the young girl Mary and decided at last that he would take a wife. Unlike many of his contemporaries, he'd not married and started a family as yet, but had waited and worshipped and wondered until finally he made his selection, obtained the approval of her family, and cemented the union with a betrothal. But then the inconceivable happened. His young fiancée came to him with a remarkable story, telling him that although she was a virgin, she had been visited by an angel called Gabriel, who told her remarkable things. He'd said she was favored and that God was with her, and more amazingly, his Mary had been selected to bear the Son of God, who would be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Moreover, this child would be very great, and the Lord God would give him the throne of the famous King David, and he would be named Jesus and would reign forever, and his kingdom would never end. Joseph, as you can imagine, listened in stunned silence to this tale, and his heart froze. She'd been with someone and become pregnant and was trying to cover it up. There was no way this could ever be true. He'd been betrayed. Perhaps she'd even been attacked and didn't want to tell him, but she looked so genuine in her telling, her face alight with the sincerity of her words. Joseph knew he couldn't publicly denounce her, for she'd be stoned, and despite his pain, he wouldn't see that happen. He would quietly break their betrothal so no one would know her shame. It was the only reasonable solution to this terrible tragedy. And then, resolved, he fell into a restless slumber, in which he saw a light and heard a voice. "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." The presence, the presentation, the promise. He bolted awake. This is exactly what Mary had told him, an angelic visitor with an amazing message. She was indeed with child and would bear a son whose name was to be Jesus, and Jesus would be the Savior of the world. His strong hands trembled, his frantic heart, as you can imagine, beat rapidly in his mind, filled with the thunderous echo of the words of God. He had been selected to be the earthly father of the Christ child. He had been assigned to watch over and care for Mary in her pregnancy. He had been entrusted with this great gift. His doubts evaporated in the light of the dawning day. He would take Mary to wife and keep her pure until she delivered God's son. Had not the prophet Isaiah foretold this centuries before? Had not the priest in the synagogue read these very words time and again to give them hope? "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. Had Joseph himself not repeated these words to his family and friends? And now it had happened. Mary, his Mary, was the virgin, and the baby, tucked safely in her womb, was Emmanuel, God with us. He, a simple carpenter, had heard the words of God and believed. Then soldiers tromped into their village and spat out the pronouncement of the census. Joseph, being from the line of David, would have to take his pregnant wife Mary to Bethlehem. But wait! This was exactly what God had decreed. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. God had spoken these words to the prophet Micah around 700 BC, and now he was orchestrating for Mary and Joseph to travel to Bethlehem just as she was about to give birth to the son God had promised. How utterly phenomenal that God had set this entire circumstance into motion. But it was a difficult journey of about 90 miles that would take them probably 8 to 10 days to make, especially with the ruggedness of the terrain and the state of Mary's pregnancy. Then to arrive with countless others and no quiet space to comfortably rest their heads, and with Mary and her birth pangs upon her, there was only a rough cave where animals were lodged, sharing the straw with cows and sheep and chickens and goats. It was here in this mean place that Jesus was born. But they hardly had time to settle the infant until exuberant shepherds burst in, babbling an amazing tale of singing angels. The oldest of the group stepped forward, his unkempt beard and hair, ragged clothes and unwashed body, all telling the story of his wandering hillside life among sheep. It had been a long day. The sheep had been skittering to and fro, snatching mouthfuls of grass from the thin landscape, and the shepherds were bone tired, ready to sleep, arguing about who would take the night watch, when suddenly a glowing person stood before them. "Don't be afraid," he'd said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." And then the angel, for he could be nothing but a heavenly messenger, was joined by a host of brilliant singers, all praising God and singing in the sweetest voices. "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." And then just as suddenly as they'd appeared, they were gone. And the sky was dark and the night quiet. Until the shepherd said, "We all began babbling at once and determined to come and see this child the angels spoke about." And they looked at the surprised faces of Joseph and his tiny wife Mary, who was holding a swaddled bundle to her chest. She turned him then and let them look on the face of God, a newborn whose bright eyes beheld his visitors. The shepherds, what else could they do? They fell to their knees in worship. But they would not be their only visitors while they were in Bethlehem. From the simple to the great they came. Three men dressed in opulent robes, bearing jars and boxes, came and told their tale of a star which guided them hundreds of miles to this place, this child. Before they left, God warned them not to return to Herod, who planned to harm this child. And then the angel came and spoke to Joseph again in a dream. "Get up, flee to Egypt with the child and his mother," the angel said. "Stay there until I tell you to return, because Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Joseph had seen enough, heard enough, knew enough to obey. That night Joseph left for Egypt with the child and Mary, his mother, and they stayed there until Herod's death. And this fulfilled what the Lord had spoken through the prophet. I called my son out of Egypt. Have you thought about the words God spoke through the Christmas story? Don't be afraid. A child will be born, and his kingdom will never end. I bring you good news for all people, a Savior who is Christ the Lord, who will bring peace on earth. Even the instruction, take Mary as your wife, or the warning, get up, flee to Egypt, they're all part of the words God spoke in the Christmas story. Which of these words do you need to hear this Christmas? Peace, don't be afraid, a child is born, his kingdom will never end. What do you need to hear? Will you be like Joseph, Mary, the shepherds, the wise men? Will you listen with wonder and respond so that you can see with your heart the great gift this season brings, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Amen.